güzeldi bence.
Hello, Charlotte.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm
Good. So, how are you doing today? You okay? Not too bad?
Yes.
Okay, that's good. Did you have a good week?
Yes.
Okay. That's fine. I'm glad to hear. Sorry, I just have to check something. My one clock is time is very weird. I have to fix it. So anyway, today we're going to be doing a comics English. I'm just going to go through the class rules very quickly. Okay, so here we go. We've got number one is make sure your headset is working. So is it loud enough? You can hear okay?
Yes.
Yes, okay, good stuff. Number two, try to speak loudly, all right? And number three is don't be afraid of making mistakes. So if you're not sure about the answer, just try your best, okay? Number four, you're welcome to ask questions. If there's any words you don't know or you want me to say the word one more time, that's okay. Please let me know and I will say it again. Number five is tell the teacher if he speaks too fast or too slowly. So if you think I'm speaking too fast, please tell me, I will slow down. And number six is respect your teacher and classmates. And number seven is you have the choice to be seen or not on the screen. Okay, here we go. We're going to be doing our topic, comics English, we're talking about cleaning the house. So do you help to clean the house sometimes, Charlotte?
Yes.
You do? So what do you usually help with? What do you do when you clean the house?
Wash laundry.
Do the laundry?
Wash the laundry.
Okay, that's nice. So yeah, that's one way to help. And what about anything else you do to clean the house?
Mop the floor.
Oh, you mop the floor too. Okay, that's very good. All right, well, I'm glad you help your mama or your dad out with like that. All right, well, let's have a look see here at the next section. There are nine pictures the conversation we're going to look at is between a brother and a sister, and they're talking about cleaning their house. So we're going to come up with what they talk or what they say to each other, right, as they're cleaning the house. And then we'll just review it. And finally, then we'll just look at some of the vocabulary words and topic words. All right. And also practice making sentences. So let's get started. Here we go. On our first, so here we see Roger and his sister Carrie are talking about how to clean their house. All right. So what do you think, Roger? What is Roger going to do?
Vacuum the floor and mop the floor.
So he says, I will mop the floor.
I will mop and vacuum the floor.
Okay, I will mop and vacuum the floor. Sure, I will mop and vacuum the floor. Seems good to me. Okay. Like you said, that's something you do. All right, so Carrie, she says, I will
clean the window.
I will clean the windows. Okay. Do you ever clean the windows in your house?
At Chinese New Year, I will clean the windows.
Do you live in an apartment, Charlotte? Live in an apartment building?
Yes.
So it's not so easy to clean the windows, right? Because you have to kind of like lie out the window and clean the windows like that. Yeah, I know. I used to clean the windows when I was younger, but that was easy because we live in a house and we only have one floor, you know? So you just go on the outside and you just clean the window like she's doing, right? It's very easy when you don't have to climb out the window. All right. Sure. All right. Okay. Now here we see he is going to do.
He will do the laundry.
Okay. So then I I will do the laundry. Laundry it is. Okay. Sure. All right. So she, Carrie says then she will.
She will fold the dry clothes.
Okay. So I will.
Fold the dry clothes.
Dry clothes.
And put it away.
And put them away. Sure. Put them away into the. Where do you put away the dry clothes? Where do you put the dry clothes? In your house, where do you put your dry clothes?
Yes.
Where do you put it? Into what? Cupboard? Do you put it in the cupboard?
Yes.
Right? You put it in the wardrobe or the cupboard, right? Or do you have the chest of drawers?
Yes.
Which one do you have? Do you have the drawers? Like a drawers, you know, that you pull out?
Oh,
you
have the
drawers. Drawers, yeah. Okay, yeah. All right, so here we see, what's his name again? Is it Rob? Rob, yes, Rob. I don't know, I forget. Roger, sorry, Roger. Okay, so Roger says that he will
wash the dishes.
Yeah, so okay. So then I will
wash the dishes.
Dishes. Do you wash the dishes by yourself or does somebody help you to wash the dishes?
By myself.
Oh, okay. So do you wash them and then you do dry them or do you just wash them and let them put them dry?
I have I have the dishes.
Oh, a dishwasher? You have a dishwasher? So you don't really wash the dishes though. The dishwasher washes.
I wash the dishes, but
dishwasher can dry it?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I wash and.
And then you put it in the dryer? Oh, yes. Okay. All right. Fair enough. Okay. All right. So, all right. Let's see. Number six. All right. Okay. So, all right. So then, okay. What is she going to do? She's going to. Carrie
is going to clean.
All right, okay. Well, I think it's okay. I will clean the. What do we call that part? That thing. So we call the top of the surface in the kitchen, we call that the counter. Counter.
Counter.
Clean the counter, yeah. The kitchen counter, yeah. Okay, then what are they gonna do here?
We're going to clean the bathroom.
Okay, no problem. So I will clean the bathroom. Sure. Okay, clean the bathroom, no problem. Not the Not the nicest job, but someone's going to do it, right? Yeah. unfortunately, that's the way it goes. Okay, and so she says, I can take out the...
I can take out the... garbage.
The garbage, yes. All right. I can take out the garbage. Sure. Okay. Do you have a garbage? Do you have a trash can downstairs in your apartment building, or do you have to run after the garbage truck?
Yes, we are run
after the garbage truck. Yeah. Yeah, it's a unfortunate thing, but yeah. We used to live in an apartment complex where we have the big trash can in the basement, B1. They had the big garbage truck, trash can, and they can just throw away, and then they will come and take the garbage away. But
yes, I want.
You want that? Yeah, it is easier. It is easier. But now we live in a walk up, no elevator. We have to run down the stairs, go put out the garbage. So, but anyway, it's okay. All right, and then what did I say? And then. So after that, we can
play.
All right, play. Okay, or take a break, right? Take a break. Yeah. Sure. Okay. I'm sure their mom and dad will be very happy with all the work they did. Okay, let's see. What our conversations or what do they think the conversations should go? All right, so let's see. So Roger and his sister Carrie are talking about how to clean their house. Okay, so will you read this one for me?
I'll vacuum the
carpet
and mop the floor.
Oh, okay. All right. So he's saying he'll vacuum the carpet. So instead of vacuum the whole floor, just vacuum the carpet and then mop the floor. Okay. That makes sense. All right. Then will you read? She said.
Great. I'll wash the window.
Windows. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So yeah, that's pretty much the same as what we said. He said, okay.
Okay, then I'll do the laundry.
Sure. Then next up, I'll...
I'll plug the clothes when they're dry and then put them away.
Okay.
And I'll wash the dishes.
Right. Then don't...
Don't forget to wipe off the counter.
Okay, so here she's not saying she will do it. She's talking to her brother, saying her brother, when he's finished, you should take a cloth and wipe the counter. Yeah. Okay. All right.
While you clean the bathroom.
Okay, so he said I will do it, but he is asking her, right? He's saying, will you clean the bathroom? and so she says,
sure. If you take out the garbage.
Okay, so he asked her if she will clean the bathroom, and then she says, okay, she will, but he has to take out the garbage. Okay. All right. And then no problem?
No problem. And then we can rest.
Okay. So, yeah, they're saying then they can take a break after that. Okay. Right, let's have a look at the vocabulary. All right, so vocabulary over here we have is the first one, vacuum.
Vacuum.
Will you read the sentence? This dirty?
This dry.
Dirty?
This dirty rug needs to be... Vacuumed.
So when you vacuum, do you have a vacuum at home? You must have a vacuum, right? Do you have one of the little robots, the robots that go around and vacuum?
Yes.
You also have one of those? Yeah, we have one also. But sometimes you have to still, you know, take out the vacuum and clean the floor and mop a little bit, right? No, the robots are good, but they cannot get everywhere, right?
Yeah? Yes.
They cannot get like in the corners and stuff like that. They cannot get to the small spaces. So you have to still do a little bit of cleaning yourself. Not very often, but yeah. All right, number two then is mop.
Mop. Mop.
We read our sentence.
I mop the floor twice a week.
How often does your family mop the floor?
Twice a week.
Twice a week too? So much, really? Oh, okay. Yeah, we do maybe once a week. But we have the robot run around a lot, so, and it has a mop. It has a mop too, so. All right, number three is the word fold.
Fold.
All right, and will you read our sentence? Fold.
Fold others close and then put them away.
Fold these clothes and then put them away. So, who usually folds up the clothes in your house? Is that something your mom does, or who usually folds the clothes? After laundry, who will usually sit and fold the clothes? Your mom or your dad or who?
My mom.
Your mom? Okay.
And my grandma.
Oh, your grandma? Oh, your grandma lives with you? Okay. I see. Yeah. I am terrible. I cannot. If I fold the clothes, they look... My wife always complains. She says I do a very bad job. All right. So then our phrase or phrase for today is wipe off.
Wipe off. Help me wipe off the counter.
Counters.
Counters.
So wipe off means when you take a cloth or something like that, right? And then you use that to make it clean, right? You take a little bit of water and wipe it off, right? Does the teacher ever get you to wipe off the stuff in the classroom?
Yes.
Yeah. You could also, you clean the whiteboard, right? You wipe off the whiteboard.
Yes.
Yeah, same thing, right? You use a whiteboard eraser to wipe it off. So I do that a lot. I do that every day. Or I get my students to do it. Or my students love to do it to help with that. They like to erase the whiteboard. All right. So here quickly are some of the words that or phrases that we use. So first one, clean the house.
Clean the house.
Do the laundry.
Do the laundry.
Mop the floor.
Mop the floor.
Take out the garbage.
Take out to the garbage.
One more time. Take out the garbage.
Take out the garbage.
Wash the dishes.
Wash the dishes.
Wash the windows.
Wash the windows.
Wipe off the counter.
Wipe off the counter.
Vacuum the carpet.
Vacuum the garbage.
Carpet.
Carpet.
Do you know what a carpet is, Charlotte? Well, you know you have
yes.
The Chinese, but yeah, so carpet. But, we have.
But my house don't.
No carpet, have, right?
Yes.
Why? Why do you think we don't have carpet in Taiwan?
Because it's. Too big.
It's too hot. In Taiwan, the floor, we want the floor to stay cool, right? Because in Taiwan, the weather is very hot. Carpet usually is in countries with cold weather, right? So because the floor, if it's not no carpet, will get very cold. And if you walk on cold floor with no shoes on, your feet will get very cold. That is why we have carpet to keep our feet warm. In colder countries. So yeah, Taiwan is just too hot for carpet. All right, so let's see if you can fill in the words there. Sherry?
Sherry vacuumed
the carpet. Okay. Yeah. Number two, almost. Not finished though. Past tense.
Mopped.
Yeah, mopped up the pools of water on the classroom floor. Sunday number three, Sean started.
Sam started to fold blanket.
Should be fold the blanket, right? I think they're missing the. No, the. Oh, dear. All right. Peggy, the number four. Peggy is
trying to wipe off the counter.
Okay. Counters, yeah. Okay. Do you know how to do alterations? What does this have to do? Do you know what an alteration is? Do you know how to change your clothes to make it different? No? I'm guessing no. I don't know why this has to do with cleaning the house. Okay, this one's easy though. Do you like to go shopping with your friends?
Yes.
So what do you like to go shopping to do? For
supermarket.
Go to the supermarket.
Or
what about shop for clothes?
And
cake. And what?
And many kind. I like shopping because can buy many things.
Okay, that's good. So you just like to shop anything. Okay, fair enough. All right, Charlotte, thank you very much. I'm afraid that's all our time for today. It was very nice talking to you. If you'd like to go and fill in the survey and tell us how you like the class, that would be really nice. Okay. Otherwise, I hope you have a good Sunday. All right, and a good week. Okay. See you next time. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.